Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, we're here from Curiosity.com to help you get smarter in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Today, you'll learn about the medieval version of rap battles, what causes yellow pit stains and how to prevent them, and why it takes so long to board an airplane.
Passengers, let's satisfy some curiosity.
If you think rap battles are cool, then wait till you learn about rap battles from the 1500s. No, I'm not talking about the popular YouTube series Epic Rap Battles from History, which is awesome. I'm talking about flighting, as in F-L-Y-T-I-N-G. And flighting was the medieval version of a rap battle, a type of verbal jousting where poets would trash talk each other using lyrical barbs. The word flighting comes from an Old English word that means quarrel, and flighting was a popular form of entertainment from the 5th to the 16th century. It let skilled poets show off their verbal linguistics in a friendly competition, and a lot of the time it served as entertainment for royalty. Atlas Obscura described it as a form of highly poetic abuse. Here's an epic roast from one poet to another that appeared in a famous piece of Scottish literature known as The Flighting of Dunbar and Kennedy. Quote, "You call your work rhetoric with your golden lips? No, glowering, gaping fool, you are beguiled. You are but black kneed neath your gilded hips, which for your villainy many a lash has soiled," unquote.
Sick burn.
Oh, yeah. I think that's the part where everyone's supposed to go, oh! You've maybe never heard of flighting because there's not a whole lot that's been written about its history and development. But it's part of a long tradition of ritualized, nonviolent combat. Other examples include Japanese hekai, which is a series of vulgar puns, and a Nigerian game called, and forgive me for this pronunciation, Ikocha Nkocha, which literally translates to making disparaging remarks. These types of games might sound crude and immature, but compared to the actual horrors of physical violence, you have to admit it suddenly seems like a pretty civilized way to go. Of course, the modern equivalent of flighting is the rap battle. But the two aren't only similar, they may even be related. At least one history professor has claimed that American slaves heard about the tradition of flighting from slave owners with Scottish ancestry. And author and music historian Elijah Wald wrote that while many roots of African culture are still carried through in rap, rhyme is not one of those elements. Instead, most history of rhyme derives from Europe and was only integrated into African American music in the 20th century. Oh, and just because this was the 1500s, don't go thinking these lyrics were family friendly. The work that flighting passage I quoted earlier comes from has some remarkably dirty things in it, and even includes literature's first known use of a poop joke. At the end of the day, there may be some who thumb their nose at good old-fashioned bathroom humor. But just think of how much safer this world might be if all the United Nations had to deal with was judging whose sick burn was sicker. More taunts and fewer tanks, we say.
Fewer tanks, and for that we give thanks. More taunts.
I don't know.
If you've ever had a shirt ruined by yellow underarm sweat stains, then you may be interested to know that more antiperspirant is not the answer. In fact, your antiperspirant is actually contributing to the stains. Fortunately, we've got some ideas for how you can keep your clothes clean. First, here's the science. Yellow underarm sweat stains come from a chemical reaction between three things: the proteins in your sweat, the cotton in your shirt, and the aluminum salts in your antiperspirant or deodorant. You can blame that same chemistry for the stiff texture that comes with those stains. In fact, pit stains haven't always been yellow. That's because aluminum-based deodorants are a relatively recent phenomenon. Around the turn of the 20th century, one of the most popular antiperspirants was a product called Odorono, which, despite containing aluminum, was red in color and led to red underarm stains. That's violent. When it comes to clothing artifacts from history, textile conservators run into sweat stains that are yellow, orange, red, brown, and even green. And older space suits have shown signs of being corroded from astronaut sweat. So if using more deodorant is only going to make matters worse, what's the solution? Well, you could try switching to a non-antiperspirant deodorant that does not contain aluminum salts, although these are less effective at keeping you dry. If you just can't ditch your go-to deodorant, your best solution is to tackle pit stains right after you've worn the shirt. For new unyellowed garments, try pre-treating it with an enzymatic laundry spray. If your antiperspirant already did its damage, soak the shirt in vinegar, hydrogen peroxide, or an oxygenated bleach like OxyClean. Just never use chlorine bleach because that actually yellows in the presence of proteins like those found in your sweat. And of course, if you're really desperate, you could always give up wearing white shirts. No white shirts, that sure hurts.
No. At some point, every traveler has wondered why boarding an airplane takes so long. Surely, in our technologically intelligent age, scientists should be able to figure out something as simple as a faster way to board. Actually, they have. But it turns out that these methods are great in theory, but they're impractical in the real world, unless you're a solo traveler. The most efficient boarding method actually came from an astrophysicist named Jason Stefan. He used a computer algorithm called a Markov chain Monte Carlo optimization algorithm, which came up with a plan to board passengers in every other row, back to front, window seat to aisle seat. It's that buffer between rows that's the genius part of this system. There's enough room between boarding passengers that nobody would ever have to stop. The drawback, of course, is that planes aren't full of solo passengers. People want to, and sometimes need, to board together. Otherwise, who's going to help the kids board? So, unfortunately, this method, and every other one that involves some form of this approach, is impractical in the real world. According to Thrillist, two airlines may have found the closest thing to a practical solution. Southwest has open seating, which is great if you're first to board, but not so much if all the aisle and window seats are taken and you and your loved ones are scattered around the plane. Been there. Part of Southwest's faster boarding might also be that they let you check two bags for free, which means that in theory, fewer people are bringing carry-ons. Similarly, Spirit Airlines charges more for carry-on bags than they do for checked bags. Again, with fewer carry-ons, the boarding process goes more smoothly. So there's still hope that one day, some airline will solve our boarding woes. Until then, just consider it part of the journey.
It's part of the journey. Have no worry.
Those don't rhyme.
Let's recap what we learned today. Today we learned that medieval rap battles were a thing, and we can thank flighting for literature's earliest recorded poop jokes.
And that neither Cody or I are very good at rhyming on the spot.
Oh, see, my takeaway was that I'm a fantastic freestyle rapper.
Oh, we should talk about the Dunning-Kruger effect one day.
You know, let's not do that.
And we also learned that your deodorant is actually causing your pit stains, which bleach can actually make even worse. Thanks, chemistry.
And that airlines can't just plan plane boarding with math alone. But maybe fewer carry-ons could speed things along?
But most airlines charge for checked bags and not for carry-ons, so they're making it worse.
To optimize planes, you need big brains.
All right. I'm good with that one.
Sweet. Join us again tomorrow to learn something new in just a few minutes. I'm Cody Goff.
And I'm Ashley Hamer. Stay curious.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.